Norte.
My brother tells me that the water inside the battery tunnel is anywhere from 5 to 15 feet deep. And it's rushing in there like a river, obviously, because it's the low point. Right now, we're pinned in. We cannot move east or north of our current location. The problem is weight displaces greater in water. Every gallon of water is 7 pounds. So all of this water has a lot of weight. It can move vehicles. It gets into the basements of buildings and destroys things. Power is going to be going out.
That was Governor Chris Cuomo describing what happened with the water in Manhattan. 13 feet of surge. That's what happened at Battery Park. Crazy. A 13-foot surge. Imagine that. That is a record. So many people without power. That's the big story. 5.7 million across the East. 16 people now declared dead as a result of Superstorm Sandy, which actually wasn't a hurricane by the time it hit the New Jersey coastline, but it was just as deadly. Winds up to 80, 90 mile an hour winds in some areas. That's what's causing the problem, blowing up transmitters and transponders and everything else in between that you can imagine. Plus, the limbs of trees are falling and they're causing serious damage and even deaths. And there's snow to boot in West Virginia, where they say the conditions are just blizzard-like. It's that awful. So millions of people impacted as Sandy moves inland, by the way, after ripping up the East Coast. Now, going through everything, Kate Delaney, by the way, hanging with you here on America Tonight. This is just a snapshot of America. And I know all of you listening in Texas and Illinois and listening to us in Missouri, Washington, and other parts of the United States feel for our friends in the East. So the question becomes, what have we been talking about forever and a day? We've been talking about the election. And the superstorm might postpone the election. That's already been talked about. With all the damage, with all the pickup, with all the power outages, what do you think? Do you think that's fair for the rest of the United States, or does the show go on no matter what? The people in the East are rattled. Everything is rattling, including their nerves. Cape May, New Jersey, beautiful Victorian houses, a huge historical area. Luckily, not completely ripped apart, but the bed and breakfast along the seawalls were boarded up in Washington, Baltimore, Philly, New York, Boston. That rain, the gusts of wind, the onslaught bared down. It was slish slosh in Manhattan. Good thing that the subways were shut down and the transit was not happening. They had to cut power to some subway tunnels in lower Manhattan because water was flowing into the stations and on to the tracks. So it was shut down on Sunday. That was smart. The stock markets never opened. They're going to be closed on Tuesday. Schools were closed. Broadway was dark. This is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of storm. That's what we saw. 200 patients, including 20 infants from neonatal intensive care, were moved from New York University's Tisch Hospital. That was one of the things that happened because the power went out. A backup generator failed. A construction crane right on top of a luxury high-rise collapsed in the winds, dangled 74 floors above the street. They say that the wind at the top of the building might have been close to 95 miles an hour. There was also the front of a four-story building in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood that crumbled and just collapsed. And it left everything tumbling out. Desks, cabinets, couches, boom, all on the street. Luckily, nobody was hurt. We knew flights were canceled. It's up to 12,000 flights that have been canceled. They'll try to get that going by the end of the week. The storm really is not through until Wednesday. Some of the damage now going inland. At this point, I say damage starting to happen inland. But the coastline, like the boardwalk in Atlantic City, completely underwater. Very strange to see that. I was just there 3 months ago walking down that very boardwalk. So history in a sad way was made by the surge of the storm and the waves and some of the things that happened. Now it's about people and people's lives and storm damage and power. Could be up to $20 billion. That would make it one of the costliest natural disasters, by the way, in U.S. history. New Jersey, New York, Maryland, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, pretty hard hit, especially with those trees. The president and Mitt Romney canceled campaign appearances. I mean, this is the height of the race at this point, right? We got a week to go before Election Day. So the president pledges, of course, he's got to be presidential, right? Pledges help and says he'll do what he can for the people in the path, all that kind of stuff, and says evacuate, you need to evacuate, all that. And Mitt Romney smartly also hangs back a little bit from the campaigning, doing it over the weekend, but not pushing it because everybody's going to be focused on the hurricane. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said the people were stranded in Atlantic City because it sits on a barrier island, and he accused the mayor of allowing them to stay there. With the hurricane coming through, he warned it was no longer safe for rescuers and told people who didn't evacuate to hunker down until morning. He was furious at the mayor of Atlantic City for not getting them out of there, for not making clear that they needed to leave. Because one of the things the governor said, you got to love this about him, he's such a hardliner. Listen, we went through Irene, you're stupid. He said, you're stupid, you're an idiot if you don't get out. And it makes you wonder, why don't people get out? And we're not coming to get you because it's too risky for our people. We're not going to risk lives to save lives of people who could have left and didn't do it. There were shelters set up all over the place. The storm surge is off the charts. Off the charts. Sad thing that happened off North Carolina. A replica 18th century sailing ship, the HMS Bounty, built for the movie Mutiny on the Bounty in the 60s, went down in the storm. 14 people were rescued. Crew people were rescued by helicopter from rubber lifeboats. They were bobbing up and down in 18-foot water seas. Can you imagine? And another crew person was found afterwards, but was pronounced dead at the hospital. The captain is missing now at this point. And we don't know for sure, of course, what this is all going to look like as daylight comes. But, you know, the tunnels are shut. All the spans are closed. The high winds. State by state, it's nasty, nasty stuff. Very, very big storm, needless to say, affecting a lot of people. Up to 60 million people affected by the storm. Mm. And how about this? Speaking of the show must go on, should we postpone the election? They're not going to postpone the New York City Marathon. The 26-mile race is on for this Sunday. How about that? Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Peter Kratschamble from Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17,1050. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17,5287, $876.44 for a half ounce, and $438.22 for a quarter ounce. $17,5287, $876.44, and $438.22.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Talk radio, whether or not the election should be postponed. That question, I think, has already been posed to the White House as to what would happen. Would it be an executive order, and then would Congress have to pick a date in the near future postponing the election? You know, who does that benefit? Does it benefit the incumbent, the president, or does it help Mitt Romney? In the polls, it's pretty much neck and neck. And some crucial last-minute pitches are happening in swing states. Ohio, Ohio, Ohio. So goes Ohio, so goes the election, supposedly, at least historically you could point to that, and 18 electoral votes. Romney wants it badly. And Romney is ahead barely in Ohio in one of the latest polls that I saw, but it's in the margin of error, so you can call that, to me, a toss-up. It's a toss-up. And the fight, while that fight for Ohio and for the other swing states goes on, and we have this horrific superstorm in Sandy, 6 million people possibly being affected by it, we also have this thing with the voting rights that's been a question that we've talked about and had people on. And the biggest questions are state and local governments, what happens now? With the elections and the federal election boards in the disputes over the voting rights in some of these states, tug of war. So stay tuned for that one, because we're talking a week until the election, if it goes on as expected. But maybe there's a twist in this plot because of the storm. I would not be shocked by that. You know, if you have the call, if the president has the call, what's the right call? It's a presidential year. What's the right call on this one? To realize that people are shaky in the East, some of them putting together homes and other things in their lives while the, you know, for the next week and a half, so that takes them past the election, or Civil War. We still had voting World War One and Two. That's the reason for the absentee ballots. So why take a break from that now because of Mother Nature? Is that harsh to the people in the East, or is it fair? All's fair in love and war, after all, right? The thing about it is, if you analyze it, and if you said, well, it would help Romney to be able to have that extra time because of the neck and neck scenario that's happening with this presidential race anyway, so maybe it's better to have this drag out for another week, for 2 weeks, let's say. Let's have it drag out for 2 weeks. So the problem would be, if you postpone it over this huge superstorm, super unbelievable, 60 million people could be affected by it. What happens in the next natural disaster? Where would you draw the line when it's so close to an election time? That could get kind of sticky. It gets sticky. I'll say this. There are big issues on state ballots. Marijuana, medicinal marijuana, all of that. And also, in California and some other places, gay marriage is a big, big issue on the ballot. So, if it's a rush to hurry up and let's have the elections, it might hurt some of the causes. Might hurt some of them. For example, in Missouri, they became the first to reject the mandate, if you remember talking about Obamacare. But on November 6th, we'll decide whether to allow the governor, voters will, to establish these exchanges for them to buy the mandatory insurance. If they say no, they can't do it. So Election Day has some interesting things that would have to be decided with insurance under the new federal health care law. And this, in the middle of what I said, was the superstorm that we've all been watching, rubbernecking on the tube, seeing Atlantic City practically underwater. Would it be good to just boot ahead, give them a break, give the people who are digging out a break? After all, in 38 states, they're going to consider 174 ballot measures, 12 referendums. That's a pretty big deal. Pretty big deal. So why push that? Why push that in the East, where they wouldn't, in some cases, wouldn't be able to get to the polls in time? If you put the pedal to the metal, because now this is a curveball. This is a serious curveball to what was happening in the final week of the election. This is really the push. And at this point, I think with all eyes in the East, I think they're going to postpone it. So New York City is dark, no kidding. You look at a picture of New York City, you see the outline, that's it, if you can barely see that. If we stood across the shores in New Jersey and looked over, you would barely even see that outline. Barely. So the storm has already upended the campaign plans for Romney and for Obama. If you think people panic on a teensy-weensy storm, imagine a superstorm. The amount of people calling 911, unbelievable. How many people were ringing them up to ask for some kind of help. And it's significant because every half hour they're turning this over. And they're pumping out as much information as they can, they being New York or New Jersey or Pennsylvania, to the people who live there. In fact, I think they're doing a great job of using social media to do that, like Twitter and Facebook. All part of this whole thing that we're thrown into the pot here that makes up the excitement of America tonight. Because that's what it is. It's a dash of this, a little of that, and before you know it, we are solid. We got something that's solid. Will we feel solid after the election? Boy, I hope so. Because the constant churn of chaos is not good. It's just not healthy to be in that up and down and up and down, and too many people are living that way. Too many people. But I'm digressing. I want to make sure that we hit this pretty hard. The New York streets were flooded. Sandy slammed into the eastern United States. It's one of the biggest storms to ever hit the United States. Wall Street, boom, down. Con Ed had to cut power to part of lower Manhattan because of Sandy. And this is the theme, power companies and maybe backup people to help. It's a struggle. Con Ed and all the other individual electric companies going out, trying to pull down the problem areas, finding the trees, trimming the trees back. It takes a long time. And U.S. refineries, think of gasoline. If you don't have enough gas in your car, you're going to have to get some. U.S. refineries are looking at the damage because with Sandy moving inland, they're looking ahead of time, hoping that their food, they'll be able to have their flood defenses that are set. So for the refineries, that couldn't be bigger because they had to stop. They had to halt the supplies ahead of Sandy, and now they've got to look at the damage on Tuesday, and they have to make sure that their flood defenses and all the on-site monitoring are completely in place to avert any kind of other stoppage. Because I think gasoline, after it just came down, is going to shoot back up on the East Coast. Think about it. Should we postpone the election? Send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. We're punting to the other side. Stay with us.
Comes another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is physician strength oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Well, you know I say this all the time. I mean, listen, we all want fair and clean elections. But the problem is when you make a statement like that, there's some real shenanigans also going on under the guise of saying what I just said. And there are people that are complaining that are seeing this happen, that they're saying, listen, we're being kept from voting, legitimately being kept from voting. And these are, in some communities, people of color with a Latino background, African Americans, etc. We've got Carlos Duarte in the wings with us now. He's a Texan who's been working to try to help some of the communities know what their rights are, know what their democratic rights are when it comes to voting so they don't get shut out at the polls. And obviously, you know, this isn't a Democratic issue. This is a Republican, Democratic, everybody issue, because we want people who can cast a vote legitimately to go and cast a vote. Carlos, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's really a pleasure.
So tell me what happened. First of all, tell me what you're seeing. And we should say this, too, that you are helping to promote participation within the Hispanic Latino community, because you're the Texas State Director for Mi Familia Vota voter education fund, and you've been doing that for the last 15 years. So you've been working at this for a while. You're trying to really get the message out there. What have you seen happen this election cycle? What's going on with people trying to vote that are getting shut out?
Well, so let me start by saying that people need to realize that voting is the one thing that makes us all Americans. And I think that people need to realize that not all the countries have this opportunity to really choose the people that are going to be deciding the fate of our nation every single day. We're not only voting, of course, for president, but we're voting for city council people. We're voting for state of education people that are determining what we're learning at our schools, what goes into our textbooks, and so on and so forth. So the democracy that we have really does not work unless we, the people, define through our vote what is it that we want to see. So in that case, it's particularly outrageous when there are coordinated or concerted efforts that are trying to prevent people from voting. Now, let me rephrase that. You know, I don't know if the intention is to prevent people of color from voting or not, but that is the effect that it actually has. And I'm talking here of very different and complex issues. On the one hand, we have systematic and systemic efforts by some politicians that have been passing laws or trying to pass laws in several states, not only in Texas, that would have, and I'm not saying this, it's the courts that have said that would have disproportionate impact not only on people of color, but also on the elderly and the young. So we can talk a little bit about that. But also, we have these other groups that are not necessarily affiliated with the government that are making every effort to try and prevent people from voting by intimidating them as they approach the polls and using other techniques.
Yeah, what are some of those techniques that you're saying the intimidation? What would be an intimidation tactic?
Well, so we know that under the guise of trying to protect the integrity of the vote, which of course we are all interested in,
yeah.
I mean, that's what makes America great. The fact that we have that we are a country of that is guided by the rule of law. So we all have the best interest to have the system work properly. But under that guise, what we have are specific groups that are presenting themselves as poll watchers. And what they do is that they start questioning voters as they approach the polling place. Now, this is illegal. People need to know that poll watchers are not supposed to be approaching you or talking to you or even questioning you at all. So just to give you an example, Monday morning at the very beginning of early voting here in Texas, I had one of my organizers wearing her Mi Familia Vota t-shirt, and we're having this huge event where one of the schools is actually marching from the school to the church because that's where the polling place is, and they're going to go vote there. So my organizer goes before everyone else just to make sure that everything is in place and that there will be no problem, and she tries to go into the polling place to vote. And immediately a poll watcher approaches her and says, you know what, you cannot come in wearing that T-shirt. And then she immediately says, okay, first of all, I want to see your ID. Who are you? And second, why am I not supposed to be using this? So in the end, I mean, long story short, it took her 45 minutes to be able to actually come in and vote. Now, this, of course, is a persistent organizer that knew her rights. Now, can you imagine what would happen to someone that really doesn't know their rights, that is just being approached? And again, I mean, she is Latina, and she's being approached by two older white Americans, poll watchers, that are approaching her. And of course, she didn't feel intimidated because she's an organizer. But
sure,
what would happen to a different person, right?
Right, absolutely. With the poll watchers, I'm glad that you clarify that so everybody listening realizes anywhere where you're listening to us, that shouldn't happen to you. And I can imagine with the elderly it would be the same thing. Maybe someone who's a little frail, they come in, it's an awkward thing as they're trying to maneuver to the polls, and boy, that would certainly make them nervous, I would assume. And especially, what if their English isn't as good?
That's correct. And you know, here in Texas, we have the advantage, in Harris County in particular, we have the advantage that, you know, the materials are not only in English and Spanish, but also now in Chinese for the very first time, you know, which is amazing. Now, you know, the people have the right to go in and vote, even if they are wearing promotional materials in their shirts, as long as they cover it. I mean, as long as they cover it, they have the right. But the most important thing is that sometimes people, and I find this with new voters, that they are intimidated by the machines, the voting machines. They don't know how to use it, even though it's extremely easy. I mean, people need to know that it is extremely easy. But they have the right to have someone walk with them to the polling place. They go all the way to go with them so they can actually vote. They can actually take in a voter guide with them, to remind them who they want to vote for, right? So sometimes the ballot is so long and it has so many, for example, in this case, bond issues that they don't want to remember, you know, how they want to vote on each one of these issues. So they actually can take in materials that they can use at the polling place.
Yeah. I mentioned this at the top as I kind of glossed over your bio. You have a great background, but it would take half the show to talk about it, Carlos. And I guess that's the good news is that you're so involved. But the one line that I mentioned, and this is truer than ever about you. I've talked to several people about what you've done. You really have pushed that whole civic participation, as I called it. You know, get out there, be involved in the community. And you've done this for over 15 years. What have you found? Are you seeing that things are getting better and people are getting more involved and are having more of that pride in the country and, geez, I want to know my rights, I want to know what I can do, and I want to be involved in helping the community. Are you seeing it really grow up?
Well, you know, I think that one of the great things about this country is that we participate in civic organizations. And I think that several years ago there was this book, Bowling Alone, that was presenting the issue that maybe we are not organizing ourselves into intermediate institutions any longer. I find that not to be true. I find that people are still connecting through their church, through civic organizations, through their unions, through all of these neighborhood associations. And that's where and how they are learning to engage civically. Now, something that really amazes me is that recent or new citizens, people that immigrated here and that have gone through a long process, you know, going through their residency and then eventually becoming citizens, mm-hmm. they actually vote at a higher rate than native-born Americans. So, it actually makes them grow this pride in this country because it took them a lot of time to get there. Now, native-born Americans, as they start learning about the issues and how they affect them, not only do they start participating more at the ballot box, but also, start getting more engaged in talking to their elected officials. And now with the explosion of the social media, you see them sending emails to their elected officials to the point where they're saying, you know what, we get it. Don't send emails anymore. We get it. You know, we hear you.
I think that's great. I love your point about that. There's nothing like going to a swearing-in ceremony, if you will, a citizen ceremony, and you really get swelled up. You see the pride. And so good for everybody that has gone through that. They know what it's like. They know that now they have the right to vote. And I say this all the time, Carlos, on my show. I've been to other countries, and I've seen what happens with the stuffing of the ballot boxes and whatnot. Even I covered a big election in Mexico with the pre-independistas in Chihuahua, and the people were just great, but the people knew there was, you had guns and soldiers around, and you had some stuffing of the ballot boxes, and you wouldn't dare ask very many questions about that. So I think, you know, we live in a great country, and we realize we should have free and fair and decent elections, and people should be able to go and vote and not be intimidated, don't you think?
Yes, and I think that that's the point. We, all of us, need to do our part so that this democracy works. So if you are not educated enough, then learn more. If you haven't voted, then you need to go out and vote. I mean, today is the day. You need to do it, right?
Right.
But also, instead of creating these fantasies and monsters that there is voter fraud or simply through voter impersonation, mm-hmm. Really what we need to be doing is encouraging our fellow Americans to actively engage so that they can make their voices heard so that we can have a stronger America taking advantage of the wonderful diversity that we have as a country.
Well said. Carlos Duarte, Texas State Director of MEAT, Amelia Vota, thanks so much for coming on, and I echo the same things you say. Go and vote, everyone. Thanks, Carlos.
Thank you so much.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. All right, so 5 million plus people do not have power and aren't expected to get power all the way up on the East Coast. And the variance, it depends on the power company, how fast they can get to you, all the down trees and everything that you have to do when you're working on the power lines. And, you know, it's not a lickety-split process. Has anyone ever experienced down power lines and what that's like? So I think it's taken over a week, 10 days. Let's say 10 days
is the would be the best case scenario for some people, for a lot of those people. And it could be more than 5 million people plus 5.3 million without power. They're in the dark. The fridge is done. You are trying to figure out what hotel you're staying in or what cousin you're staying with or whatever it is that you're doing to get through that period of getting the power restored, not to mention if there's any other kind of damage to your house or your neighborhood or whatever. And it could impact 60 million people in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, West Virginia. A lot of states are in the state of emergency, and they're still dealing with the storm itself and trying to find people to make sure that people are okay. So, you know, so here's ultimately the thing. Should we postpone the election, or is Dan right? Hey, the show must go on, and other things have happened. I mentioned them in the past, the Civil War. You could even throw in the Revolutionary War in the beginning and the first two World Wars. Notice I say first two. Still waiting for that third with Iran. But the first two. So is it, oh, well, tough tiddlywinks. If you can't get to the polls, gosh, we're sorry, but everybody else in the country is going to go and vote, we hope, or a chunk of the eligible voters will go and vote. And what about voting early or whatever? Or let's postpone this thing and give everyone equal opportunity to go and vote. Think of the planes grounded, all the things that have happened. I mean, this isn't a piddly little storm. This is a big boy storm. I mean, this is a scary one. Workers trapped in a power plant, cranes swinging above New York City, above a building, 90 floors. The crane is broken off and swinging, the dangling crane, the floodwaters, the people who already have been killed, the massive amounts of damage, a historic super storm. And I'll tell you one thing, because they've been asked about it. Obama says the election, the storm does not affect the election for him. It doesn't affect what would happen with him, in other words. And the Romney people are saying that it wouldn't affect him. It's not going to have an impact on him. So you've, at least presidentially, both candidates saying it's not going to affect me. So if they're saying it's not going to affect them, should that be taken into consideration? But remember, there are other things at stake. Governorships, Senate seats, 33, all the House votes, your local people you're voting for, with your state governments and bond issues. So there are some important things that hang in the balance in some of these states, some of the states that have been slammed by this weather. All right, let's go to Donald, who's listening to us in Texas. Hey, Donald.
Hello there, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. What do you think, Donald? Should it be postponed or no? It just has to go on.
Well, let me put it this way. If I were President Obama, I'd be doing every single thing I could to postpone it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I would call Mayflower and make arrangements for the moving van.
All right, so he says that's the handwriting's on the wall, so just postpone it. How about Sally in Washington? Oops, Sally, I think I accidentally cut you off at the pass at a power outage at the studio, even though we're nowhere near this. Dylan in Texas. Hello, Dylan.
What I think about the question is, yeah, I think the election should be postponed due to the hurricane. I mean, it's going from where everyone is getting affected and where Obama and Romney were there in this, that they canceled so many states they're supposed to speak in that so many people can't even vote because of this hurricane. So to give people a fair opportunity, I think they should postpone the election and give it from like 2 weeks maybe, and then people could vote later.
maybe 2 weeks. You have to set a firm date, come up with a firm date 2 weeks from the 6th, and
yeah.
give people more of a chance. Let them speak for another 2 weeks, talk to people, whatever, so that everybody can be back on their feet rather and have the same chance to get out there and go to the polls.
Yeah, completely.
All right, Dylan, I like that opinion. See, that's a smart opinion. Why not give them a fair chance? Notice he says Obama and Romney, give them a fair chance. And here's the thing that some of you aren't thinking about. I'll say it again, besides the presidential election, the other things that are significant to people in the areas that will affect their lives big time. You know, we talk about state rights versus big government versus small government. Well, that state government is pretty darn important, and there are a lot of things at stake there, people that are being voted on and other issues and whatnot. Sally in Washington. Let's see if I can do this right this time. Hey, Sally, how are you?
Hi, Kate.
Hello. My fault.
That's okay. I was going to say there's a proverb that says a wise man changes his mind, a fool never does. A fool keeps blindly going on. So what I would say is you always should have a plan B. And if the election looks like it's not going to be good for people, you know, to go on the 6th at
right.
50, then go up with plan B and set it back a week. Always have a plan B.
Plan B, yeah. Let it be. So you're saying here you are in Washington, you're not touched by Sandy. You're saying, hey, let the people on the East Coast have a shot at getting to the polls.
Always, well, you know, a wise man changes his mind. So
yeah.
if it really looks like it's going to be such a hardship for people, you know, as we get closer to Election Day, be willing to have a plan B, which is set it back the next Tuesday.
All right, Sally, wise woman, we are 2-2 on this issue. Thank you very much. Because millions are in the dark, this unbelievable storm, this monster storm, Sandy, knocked people off their feet, 80-mile-an-hour winds, plus a record-breaking 13-foot surge of water, a wall of water at New York City. A dozen people so far dead. Power out to 5 million-plus people across the East. Flooded streets, buildings falling down, fires and problems with fires in Queens and some other areas. And a nuclear power plant shut down. 200 people evacuated from a New York City hospital. A ship that sinks in North. People that are missing in this storm. The stock markets closed for at least 2 days. Schools closed for a couple of days. Should it be postponed? I guarantee this is going to be a hot question in the next couple of days.
The most recent report indicates about 41,000 people in Philadelphia without power. We have Pico Energy here and about 467,000 in the region. Philadelphia has two rivers, the Schuylkill and the Delaware. We're concerned about them. We have creeks and tributaries and streams.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps. without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.